Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Hey. What is that, Derek?
Who's in here?
Who started the music?
What are you? No, you can't do that. What are you doing?
I can't see anything.
No. Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Gals Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening, and I'm Sissy.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Misty.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing this for you. Ladies, here we are. Listeners, you probably are wondering what we are doing here. Well, Rachel, you're the dedicated listener.
I am that. Glad to be here. You know, it's no fair the guys get to have all the fun doing this podcast every week. It's about time we put our perspective on this.
I agree.
I do as well.
This is Milestone Episode 32, Grim Grinning Gals, the Hostile Takeover. So ladies, why do you think Walt Disney World is so special?
I think it's just a magical place altogether. So it's our family has a lot of fun there, as the listeners have heard throughout. But I just think, all in all, it's just magical.
It's just a place where we have made a lot of memories over the years with our children, and we've kind of watched them grow up there.
I love going to Walt Disney World, one, because it's my husband's favorite place to go, and also, you get there and you truly forget about the stresses of life. You're just a child yourself, and you get to enjoy the food, the characters. All right, ladies, so let's get this from our perspective, and let's think about some of the important things we have to take to Disney and our favorite places to eat and places to stay. So Misty, when you are going to Disney, what's something that you want, most important thing for you to pack?
Well, I just try to think about everything we might possibly need while we're down there. Because if you have to buy it while you're there, it's very expensive. I remember the first trip we ever took, we didn't know anything about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And we decided we would do that after we got down there. Well, neither of our kids had a Halloween costume. And so we had to buy one. I guess we didn't have to, but if they were going to be dressed up like everyone else, then we had to buy one while we were there. So that was quite expensive. It made a great memory, but we thought about that ahead of time the next time we went. Anything we might possibly do, go ahead and pack for that or prepare for that before we got there.
And Rachel, what do you think is the most important thing to pack for Disney?
I think one of the most important things is a good pair of tennis shoes. I know the guys mentioned that in theirs, but that is essential. It's just a good pair. Don't go out and buy a brand new pair and take those. You need to make sure they're broken in really well. I know some people will buy sandals or something like that and then say, oh, we're taking these. But blisters are real, so just make sure you have a good broken in pair of shoes to go.
Now, Misty, I'm not really aware of what the guys have said, or have you heard?
No. I'm not a faithful follower.
Me neither. I think an important thing to pack are the, similar to what Misty mentioned earlier, trying to pack some Disney t-shirts, one of my favorites. Disney attire is very expensive, and you can get this at a much cheaper rate. Go ahead and pack some souvenirs for these kids, because when you buy them in the stores at Disney World, it could close to be double the price or even more.
Okay, ladies, how about we move on to rides and attractions? What would be your favorite ride or attraction at Disney World?
I think my most favorite ride is Splash Mountain. You walk up to this mountain and you think it's just going to be a big drop, and then you start the ride, 8 to 10 minutes long. You have several drops leading to the big finale, and then there's songs and there's characters, and it's just a fun time. It's almost like a break during the day is to be on Splash Mountain.
Oh, that's a good one. There's several I like as well, but I guess my favorite probably would be Flight of Passage. I know that's kind of a new one in Pandora, but it's a great ride, and it's kind of a mix in between, you know, Soarin' and a little bit others. I really like it. Misty?
I would have to agree with Sissy. Splash Mountain's probably my favorite, and it was very similar to what she described the first time that we ever rode it. We just thought it was a water ride, and we were like, we don't want to do that. We don't want to get wet, walk around all day wet, and then we just decided we would ride it, and then I think we rode it like 6 or 7 times in a row after that, because it's just, you see something different every time, because there's so many things to look at.
That's great. So, staying on this topic, what we all have kids, so I know Boone's favorite ride is Dumbo right now, which he's little, you know, but he loves that ride. What about your kids? What are their favorites?
Harper's is probably Rock and Roller Coaster. She loved that ride, and especially on the front. She wants to be on the front seat every time. I'm not sure about Cobb's. He just kind of has a good time anywhere he goes.
I think Bruin's favorite ride would definitely be the Mine Train. He loves that. He wants to put his arms up in the air, and it's just fast enough he can enjoy it, but it's not too intense for him. And then little Keegan Man's favorite ride is definitely the carousel. Just wants to go round and round and go up and down on those horses. All right, ladies, let's get to the important stuff. What's your favorite snack at Disney World?
Oh, that's right up my husband's alley. He is the foodie guy. Yeah, on this adventure. I would say my favorite food, unfortunately, they have stopped carrying it right now, but I hear it's coming back. That's the cream cheese pretzel. Whew, that is awesome. I miss that, and I wish they'd bring it back. One of the people at Disney said that they were going to bring that back sometime soon. I'm hoping that is true.
I did try the pretzel when we were down last time, and that may be my favorite.
My most favorite snack at Disney World would definitely be the chocolate croissant at Gaston's Tavern. It's definitely one of my favorites.
And you know, as we were talking, and you were talking about Gaston's, that made me think of kind of that LeFleur's brew, but you know, instead of that, I love the Goofy Glacier over in the circus area. The Big Top 10, I think is what it's called, and love the Goofy Glacier. It's one of my top as well.
Let's move on. Instead of snacks, how about your favorite place to eat at Disney World?
Oh, I'm going to steal all of y'all's, I think, but Ohana is mine for sure. Love Ohana. And I think the guys talk about getting meat sweats from there, but it's awesome. You know, I love that restaurant for sure over in the Polynesian. Miss, what's yours?
My favorite's Be Our Guest. We have had lunch and dinner there. Just the atmosphere, and just really enjoy eating there. And it's probably my favorite. I enjoyed the lunch and the dinner.
I would definitely have to agree with Rachel. I have to say Ohana would be my favorite place to dine. However, a second favorite would be Pizzafari in Animal Kingdom. It is up my alley. I love pizza and I like salads, so it's typically a must stop for me.
Actually, if I may, I thought of one more that is really my favorite, the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. That was awesome. It was dinner and a show, and the kids loved it. We all loved it, and the food was delicious.
That was good. I enjoyed that when we mm-hmm. all went together. That was good. And the Via Napoli, you know, at Epcot, that's a great one, too.
And I'm going to go ahead and mention another favorite would be Crystal Palace. I'm a fan of Winnie the Pooh. Yes. I like their breakfast. We like to go in, like, I guess more of a brunch. We try to get one of the later reservations, so that way we can spend the morning in Magic Kingdom and then go meet Winnie the Pooh and friends at Crystal Palace and have a good breakfast there. So, ladies, let's move on. What is your favorite show at Walt Disney World?
Oh, I'll definitely take on this one. I love the fireworks. I will say they are pretty spectacular. You know, you just don't believe. You've seen fireworks shows around your neighborhood and things, but this is just unbelievable how big the fireworks show is and how neat. And, you know, it just adds to that magical feel. Definitely, if you're going to see the fireworks, stay in front of the castle. Do not see them from the back of the castle. Just, I feel like that it takes away from the magic that the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom. And I think just about every park is coming down with the fireworks show, but I just think the Magic Kingdom one is extra special. How about you, sis?
My all-time favorite show would definitely be Fantasmic. I love everything about it. Love how it starts out with the lights and Mickey Mouse. And, of course, the villain has to pop in. How it concludes is one of my all-time favorite moments at Disney World with all the characters on the boat. It's definitely a must-see for my family.
For me, it's at Animal Kingdom, which is not my favorite place to go. I do feel like it's a glorified zoo. But my favorite is Festival of the Lion King. I do love that show, all the singing and the colors and the acrobats and everything that they do. It's just a really, really neat show.
Ladies, if you were having to give a family that has never been to Walt Disney World one tip of advice, what would that be?
Oh, I would definitely say one tip I would give them is do your research. I know that's something that you definitely just do not want to go. Derek and I kind of laugh at families that go and we walk into a park and we have a plan and they open a map and they're like, okay, where would you like to go next? You are going to set yourself up for failure if you do that, because you're not going to see as many attractions. You're going to wait in lines forever. So it's just a good idea to kind of plan out ahead, get those fast passes, kind of have a plan like Tuesday we're going here and set the fast passes for those days. And just, you don't have to have knowledge about everything, but just have an inkling of an idea of kind of where you're wanting to go in the park is really important, I think.
And to build on what Rachel said, not only do your research and have a plan, but if you do those things, then you can kind of pace yourself and know, okay, we've got to be here at a certain time, so we can do this before, or we can just relax at some point instead of rushing yourself. I know one of the first times we went, and we were over at Epcot and going through the World Showcase, which I would have loved to have stopped and seen a thing or two, but we were walking at full speed, and Craig was just pointing, France, Morocco, Spain, I mean, over and over. And I mean, we were worn out. I had no idea what I was looking at. Felt like I was going to get vertigo because I was spinning around. And so it's very important to, like Rachel said, plan ahead at a time and kind of know what you're going to do. And then don't feel so rushed either. You can kind of enjoy yourself more.
I definitely agree. You definitely want to plan ahead. My tip would be to arrive to the parks early. I think it's very important, especially if you have little ones. Go ahead, get them up early. You are going to save time in line. You're going to save time on the buses.
I agree. I like that. I think rope dropping, you kind of mentioned about getting the kids up early. That's something that we call, you know, rope dropping, but that's getting up early, you know, getting ahead of the crowds, being one of the first people in the parks. You can just really kind of get to a ride before there's even a line in that ride. So that's very important. Getting up at 8, 9 o'clock and, you know, getting dressed and then going to the buses, you are just starting the day off bad. Just, you're going to be waiting like for the buses, as you said, Sissy, and then you're going to be standing, you know, probably even outside of the Magic Kingdom, you know, while they're opening the Magic Kingdom, because there's too many people. So great advice.
All right, so let's move on to the places of stay. So if you had to think about your most favorite place to stay, what would that be?
I would say my favorite place is Riverside. Port Orleans Riverside is my favorite, and that was probably one of our first places. It is our first place that we stayed at, so we kind of, you know, love for it right off, and ever since has been one of my favorites. I just loved how it's themed, and we've stayed at several places, but it's a moderate, but I really do enjoy that one.
We've stayed mostly at the Value Resorts Pop Century, which is fine because basically we just sleep and wash, and that's about it there. However, one time we stayed a couple of nights in the Art of Animation, and we really enjoyed that because it had two bathrooms and the separate bedroom and a Murphy bed. It was just really neat. Not a lot, you know, of room, but the room was well managed, well laid out, especially when you have two teenagers with you, and one's a boy and one's a girl. And so that was one of our favorite places to stay, I think.
I think my favorite place to stay would definitely be the Wilderness Lodge. The very first time Matthew and I went to Disney World, we stayed there, and they welcome you when you walk in and say welcome home. So that has always been a special place in our heart. We have also been to Wilderness Lodge at Christmas time, and it's absolutely breathtaking, the fireplace, just the decor that is throughout the resort. Also with Wilderness Lodge, they have some nice restaurants, and then the accessibility to Magic Kingdom is always a plus.
Yeah, you said accessibility. That's something that we also liked about Port Orleans, is it's a smaller resort and the bus rides are, you know, a lot better, you know, coming around and getting you. So those things are very important. And I know at different, you talked about restaurants, you know, at different resort, and you know, there's different attractions at each one. And I know your husband Matt loves the pool. So do you have that love as your husband does to checking out every pool you go to? Yeah.
I do, actually. My most favorite pool would definitely be Beach Club. You really feel like you're at the beach. Sand bottom, and you know, they've got the kiddie side, and then they have a very deep pool, and they have several pools throughout their resort. So that would definitely be my favorite. Misty, do you have a favorite pool?
No, I try to stay away from the pool when I'm down there.
Yeah, we don't spend much time at the pool either. I do love, you know, kind of when you get back. Occasionally I have gone to the hot tub, you know, Derek's, either when we, before we had a kid, you know, we would go, or when we've had a kid, I might sneak off, you know, just to kind of soak in the hot tub, because those long walks through the day are, you know, hard on your feet. So getting in the hot tub for just a little while is sometimes nice too. But besides that, I'm with Misty. We don't go much to the pool.
I'm more interested in the laundry service than the pool when I'm there.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that some people need to know. You know, yeah. Hey, you know, they do
it's
have
important.
Laundry service, yeah. And I believe they offer, you can just take money or a card, and, you know, they have laundry detergent and all that there. Mm-hmm. Derek and I usually take a small thing of laundry detergent with us. We usually pack that so we don't have to pay for that. But that's a great thing to keep in mind. So you can do less packing, because you can always wash when you're there. So very important.
So, ladies, we've discussed some of our favorite things at Disney World. Let's talk about something, maybe one area or one or two areas that you can see some improvement at Walt Disney World. I will go ahead and start. I think it's definitely been discussed on the show, but I think the bus system needs some areas of improvement. You could get to your resort and wait sometimes up to 10 or 15 minutes, or it could be up to 45 minutes until you catch a bus to the park.
That's a good point. I know that there's a couple of resorts that are going to have this new type of transportation coming up, and I think it's sort of like a gondola type, or that's going to kind of go in between maybe two resorts and a park. And I think it's going to be sort of kind of like the monorail system. It's not a monorail train by any means, but I think they're going to try to improve a little bit there. But you're right, the bus system can be challenging, absolutely.
And Misty?
Some of the attractions that they've removed lately have been some of my favorite things, like the Great Movie Ride. So I don't know, I'm sure they do all kinds of research to determine if that attraction is still worth keeping or not. Maybe just not be in such a hurry to change everything, leave some things as they are.
That's a good point.
Ladies, is there anything else you would like to discuss here today as we have taken over Grim Grinning Gals?
And I know my husband likes to threaten people, but I'm not about that. So, you know, I think this is a, you know, a non-violent show. You know, it's about time we keyed it down a little bit from the guys. There's terrible violence out in the parking lots, and, you know, we didn't have any trouble getting in. You know, ladies, we had our security guards bringing us in today, so, you know, all the fans outside were, you know, calm and collected, and we just really appreciate that. You know, I know they love us, I can tell, but, you know, we had a good security team with us to get in the door.
Security team headed by Rocco. One thing for sure is I wish we had more cabbage.
Yep, and I'm glad our trucks were full of diesel when we came in, so.
I'm not really sure what that means, Misty.
You know I don't, because I don't listen to the show.
Let's just say it was right on key.
So now you know what it's time for, ladies.
Grim Grinning Greatness.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, yes.
Misty, do you?
Clearly not. I don't listen to the show. I've said that several times today. Podcast, whatever this is. Yeah, it's not downloaded on my phone.
Well, this means that we have a question that I'm going to ask, and each of us will answer the question. All right, so our question tonight is, what is your favorite character? So since I asked the question, I have to go first. So I would say my favorite character is Pluto. And I just really have always loved Pluto since I was little. So that's just, I love dogs, I guess, and I love Pluto. So that's my favorite. What about you, ladies? What's your favorite character?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, good.
I love Mary Poppins. Love the movie. Love everything about it. Wanted to be her. Clearly, I'm not.
My most favorite character would have to be Winnie the Pooh. That was definitely a go-to movie when I was small. I watched it, I think my mom said, daily. So Winnie the Pooh and Friends is definitely a favorite. And now my oldest son, his room is decorated in Winnie the Pooh, and he also loves Winnie the Pooh. So I like Winnie the Pooh. Well, ladies, this has been a fun time. I've enjoyed it. But I think it's about time we let the guys back in. What do y'all think?
Well, I guess we'll have to find some scissors to get this duct tape off of them.
I don't know. It's been kind of nice.
It has been
without
nice.
Them.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed this show.
But it is their show, so I guess so.
Okay. Where are the scissors?
Whew! Well, that was rough. Thank
Man,
y'all for...
Who had the beans before they came?
That had to be you, Derek.
Of course it was Derek.
Well, hopefully we appreciate the ladies coming on the show today.
Very thankful.
What, coming on the show, they took it over.
Well, sure. But they did it in a nice way.
They did. They let us come back. So.
Y'all didn't get hit upside the head with that crowbar?
I think that was just you,
No,
Derek.
Rachel's not going to do that like you, Derek. I know.
I think I'm concussed.
It wasn't me, I promise.
Well, we had your chance.
Ladies, thank you again for joining us today. Did you have fun, Sissy?
Sure did.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right. Well,
so that means y'all will come back again, Miss? You going to come back?
No.
All right. Hey, what? A better question. Missy, are you going to download the episodes now? At least this one episode?
Probably not.
There's no hope.
It's great support.
We have a strong support system.
Yes, you do, Derek. Rachel actually knows what's going on with the show.
I actually have listened to every episode, so yes.
Yay!
That's because she's the first and only wife.
That's right.
First and only.
Yes. Well, I say we let them do the outro here, guys. They've done such a fabulous job.
As you leave, be sure to
beware of the hitchhiking ghost.
Hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
However, I do love... However, I do love the circle of life.